This is Akashvani, the news read by Mehvash Fatima. The nation celebrated its 80th Independence Day yesterday. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoisted the national flag from the ramparts of the Red Fort and made several important announcements. Addressing the nation, the Prime Minister said, "Over the past 12 years, crores of citizens of the country, with their determination and dedication, made every possible effort to take the country to new heights." The Prime Minister stressed that higher dreams and stronger resolutions raise the overall scale and capability of the nation's efforts.
कोई भी राष्ट्र तब महान बनता है जब अपने सपनों, अपने संकल्पों और अपने सामर्थ्य के दम पर आगे बढ़ता है। बड़े सपने हमारी सोच को विस्तार देते हैं, हमारे संकल्प दृढ़ होने चाहिए। जब संकल्प दृढ़ होता है तो कठिनाइयों से, आपदाओं के बीच से रास्ते निकालने का सामर्थ्य अपने आप उभर करके आता है।
Stressing on empowerment of youth and women for a Viksit Bharat, Prime Minister Modi announced to provide free online coaching for poor and middle-class families for various public examinations. He also announced that the government has decided that 1 crore youth will be given training in AI skilling in the next 1 year.
हमने पिछले दिनों AI Impact Summit किया था. AI का विस्तार बहुत तेजी से बढ़ रहा है. लाल किले से मैं देश के नौजवानों के लिए घोषणा करना चाहता हूं, हमने तय किया है कि आने वाले एक वर्ष में 1 करोड़ युवाओं को AI स्किल के लिए ट्रेनिंग देने का हम काम करेंगे.
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी अर्ज्ड ऑल पार्टीज टू सपोर्ट द इम्प्लीमेंटेशन ऑफ विमेन्स रिजर्वेशन इन पार्लियामेंट एंड स्टेट असेंबलीज विदाउट मेकिंग इट अ पोलिटिकल फाइट. He said women should be given the opportunity to contribute to shaping India's policies. World leaders and foreign missions have extended Independence Day greetings to India, praising its democratic journey, civilizational heritage and growing role in regional and global cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi thanked world leaders for their greetings, including President Macron and Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Moisu, Nepal's Prime Minister Balendra Shah, his Bhutanese counterpart Shering Tobgay and Slovakian President Peter Pellegrini. The first of its kind Surepath Tiranga Global Relay concluded, completing its journey from Fiji in the east to the United States in the west, across 54 countries and multiple time zones. External Affairs Ministry said in a social media post that the Surepath Tiranga initiative was celebrated as part of the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. The relay ended with the flag hoisting by the Consulate General of India in San Francisco. The Maharashtra government has added 29 new schemes to the MahaDBT portal, taking the total number of schemes available on the platform to 105. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis said efforts are underway to bring all remaining government schemes onto the single digital platform in a phased manner, making it easier for citizens to access government benefits. In the US state of Michigan, 6 people including the suspected gunman have been killed in a series of shootings. Police said a 16-year-old boy and 4 adults were killed in separate locations in Missaukee County. A 13-year-old girl who was critically injured survived and was reported to be in stable condition. Authorities identified the suspected gunman as 39-year-old Chad Hickman. He was found dead in a wooded area alongside one of the victims following a large-scale search. Amrit Udyan will be open to the general public from today till the 15th of next month. Our correspondent reports the garden will remain open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. with the last entry at 5 p.m. It will remain closed on Mondays for maintenance. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange color warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Gangetic West Bengal, Odisha, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. In hockey, India defeated Wales 3-1 in a Group D match of the FIH Hockey World Cup in Amstelveen, Netherlands yesterday. For India, Captain Harmanpreet Singh scored 2 goals while Sanjay Rana scored 1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.